it's difficult for many of us to name a specific battle in World War I. We may have learned the war began when Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated, and that is somewhat true. However, the story of what happened to the assassin and items associated with him is part of our Best of 2014 series, and it's next on The American Countryside.
Growing corn and soybeans is about more than just your yield. More than a job well done, it's a realization that this is what you were meant to do. We're with you. It's what Micogen Seeds is all about. A shared passion for the life of your land, for the life that you love. It's more than just another day. It's your moment. And with Micogen Seeds, this is just the beginning. Visit acresofpossibility.com to learn more.
Our next adventure for American Countryside listeners is all set. We're heading to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll cruise the glacial waters of Kenai Fords and stay at a world-class lodge at Denali National Park. The journey includes a trip on the Alaskan Railroad, a musk ox farm, and the Alaska State Fair, where we'll see the largest vegetables on the planet. I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. On June 28, 1914, teenager Gavrilo Princip was standing outside Schiller's Deli in Sarajevo. Attempts to assassinate heir to the throne, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, had gone awry. Then the Duke's car made a wrong turn and wound up right in front of Princip, who fired his pistol twice, killing Ferdinand and his wife.
Not saying light of it, but if he'd have gotten his sandwich 5 minutes earlier, what's the course of history? I don't know. It eventually would have been events occur that would have led in some fashion to a war because there was just too much going on to not have one.
Doran Cart is senior curator of the National World War I Museum in Kansas City.
The pistol was taken during the trial and it basically ended up with a group of monks who held it for years and years and basically preserved it.
It's now on display at a museum in Vienna, along with other items of that day.
The car they were riding in is in the museum, the military museum in Vienna. The blood-spattered uniform that the Archduke had on is there. And so those are the touchstones of that.
Meanwhile, the assassin whose actions helped lead to the First World War lived but a few more years.
Gavrilo Princip, he was not executed because he was a teenager. He was basically put in prison. He died in 1918 in prison of tuberculosis.
Ferdinand and his wife had children, but they were not in line to the throne. There are still many direct descendants living today. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.